You may talk of gin and beer when you're stationed way out here, and you're sent to penny fights in Aldershot. But when it comes to slaughter, you'll do your work for water, and you'll lick the bloomin' boots of him that's got it. Now in Inja's sunny clime, where I used to spend my time, serving Her Majesty the Queen. Of all the blackface crew, the finest man I knew was Regimental Beastie Gunga Din. The uniform he wore was nothing much before, and rather less than half of that behind. But a piece of twisty rag and a goatskin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When a sweating troop train lay in a siding through the day, where the heat would make your bloomin' eyebrows crawl, we shouted Harry by till our throats were bricky dry, then whopped him 'cause he couldn't serve us all. He would dot and carry one till the longest day was done, never seemed to know the use of fear. If we charged a broke or cut, you could bet your bloomin' nut, waiting 50 paces right flank rear. With his mussick on his back, he would skip to our attack and watch us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty hide, he was white, clear white inside when he went to tend the wounded under fire. It was Dean, 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 with bullets kicking dust spots on the green. And when the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front files shout, "Send ammunition mules and Gunga Din." I shan't forget the night when I fell behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking mad with thirst, and the man that spied me first was a good old grinning grunting Gunga Din. He lifted up my head and he plugged me where I bled, and he gave me half a pint of water green. It was crawling and it stunk, but of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm most grateful to the one from Gunga Din. He carried me away to where a dooley lay, and a bullet came and drilled the beggar clean. He carried me inside, and just before he died, "I hope you like your drink," said Gunga Din. "So I'll meet him later on in the place where he has gone, where it's always double drill and no canteen. He'll be squatting on the coals, giving drinks to poor damned souls. I'll catch a swig in hell from Gunga Din." It was Dean, 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 you Lazarusian leather Gunga Din. Though I belted you and flayed you, by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.